looking at us like this. He'd think we were just three friends meeting up for a drink. That's how it really feels, like we're old friends. But we've only known him for half an hour. Actually, half an hour ago, I didn't even know that you and I were going to be at this bar.
So, you have a room here at the hotel?
Yeah, I thought, no matter how it turns out, a hotel night in your own city together is always something special.
So, if all goes well, we can just head upstairs?
Yeah, that's the plan. Well, if you want to, of course. And you too, baby.
This is so spontaneous. It's a little out of the norm for us. But that's the point, right?
Exactly. Here's to spontaneous plans.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Wow. Oh, I'm so excited. My heart is racing and my stomach is in knots. I can't wait to see where this night goes. I mean, do we just take him straight upstairs? And what will the other hotel guests in the bar think? I mean, they did see us introduce ourselves to him tonight. The barman is already looking over at us occasionally. He seems a little surprised at how loudly we're discussing our plans. Oh, God.
Okay, I think we'll go up ahead and get comfortable. And you can join us in 5 minutes.
Yeah, of course. What's the room number?
It's 512, right at the end of the hall.
I'll see you too soon then.
Sounds good. I can't wait.
Me too.
A warm scent rises from his shirt collar as I lean in to give him a kiss on the cheek. It's different to your smell. Not in a bad way, just different. I like it. You offer me your hand and I take it. You lead me along the bar toward the elevators, and when I look back at our new friend, he's smiling at us. Oh, God, he's so sexy. I don't even know his last name. Just a week ago, you and I had mind-blowing play sessions in a public changing room. The sales clerk almost caught us. I'm sure he noticed something. The entire time, I was picturing him coming into the changing room with us and joining in. After, once we got home, I explained what was running through my mind during our little public play session, and we had another wild round on the kitchen table, and then talked all night about the idea. And now we're here in this fancy hotel, and it looks like we're turning this fantasy into reality. In the elevator, I notice you watching me. I raise my eyebrows at you, and you offer me a reassuring smile.
What are you thinking about, baby?
You like him, don't you?
Yes. He's even more good-looking than in his photos, don't you think?
That he is.
Hey, you asked.
So, you think he's the right one for this little experiment, do you?
I think so.
I snuggle up to you and give you a kiss.
Do you have the room card?
Here.
I turn to you as you close the door behind us.
Now what?
You take a step toward me and cup my chin in your hand, tilting my head up toward you. I turn around and sweep my hair to the side. You step right behind me to unzip the long zipper from my neck to my lower back. I'm standing in front of you in just stockings and high heels. You lean forward and come close to my ear.
I've got something for you.
Your hot breath and the sound of your voice send a chill through me.
What is it?
You'll see. Or maybe you won't.
Is that...
A blindfold, yes. I thought it could add some more intrigue to this evening. What do you think?
I'm a bit lost for words, so I nod at you, and you carefully put the silk blindfold on me. Everything is dark, and I suddenly feel incredibly vulnerable.
Now come here, kneel on the bed.
The sound of your voice is reassuring. You take me by the hand and lead me to the bed.
Slide forward a little more to the edge of the bed.
Like this?
Yes, that's good.
Oh.
Are you ready, sweetheart?
Can you ever be ready for something like this? Oh, God, I'm so nervous.
It's okay, baby. It's gonna be fun. Besides, you're cute when you're nervous.
You kiss the top of my head and I feel much more relaxed. I love how good you are at calming me down, even in a situation like this where it's also so new to you, too. I hear your footsteps heading toward the door, and you open it. To be honest, I have no idea what to do next. How do you start something like this? I guess I can't really do anything right now since I'm blindfolded, which feels really exciting. My mind is racing as I hear someone step closer to me. When we're together, I know what to do, I know what you like. But now, there's someone else here. I'm not sure what to do, and I can't see anyways, so I guess I'm going to let you two take the lead tonight.
Open your mouth. Yes, that's good. Just like that.
I open my mouth as wide as I can and tilt my head up slightly. I can tell by the way your hands touch my face that it's you positioned in front of me, not him. I wonder where he is and if he's liking what he sees.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.